If the secretary was dismayed by the letter's content, his voice showed no sign of it, and Thirsk smiled approvingly at the crown of his bent head before he resumed. The Harchongi's dispatch boat captain reports that he counted a minimum of 8 Carizian war galleons and what appeared to be at least that many transport or cargo vessels. It would seem unlikely that Imperial Carizian warships have been dispatched this far afield as mere convoy escorts. I believe, therefore, that we must assume the merchant galleons he cited are in fact transports, and that this represents an operation directed against us here in Dolar, or against the Harchong Empire. Given the more advanced state of our naval preparations, I feel this kingdom is the more probable target, although the possibility of operations against both realms clearly cannot be ruled out. The presence of transports suggests to me that the Carizian intention is to seize a suitable base somewhere in the Sea of Harchong or in the Dolaran Gulf proper. Obviously, at this point, we cannot possibly say which of those possibilities is their actual intention, but I am inclined to believe their most probable destination is Claw Island. It is virtually uninhabited. It is far enough from our own naval bases or those of the Empire to discourage any hasty counterattack upon it, and it would be well placed to threaten the coasts of Quiraz, Kuznetsov, Teagle Camp, Steen, and even Shui Bay, in addition to interfering with our own commerce and shipping in the Gulf of Dolar. The actual distance from Claw Island to Garath is, of course, in excess of 4,000 miles, but I believe it is entirely possible that having secured and fortified Claw Island, an audacious Carizian commander might well seize an unfortified anchorage much closer to us, purely as a forward operating base. I have pointed out in the past the desirability of fortifying the islands of the Dolar Bank chain. That was going to piss off Thorast, who'd rejected his recommendations in that respect, Thirsk thought, but it still had to be said. As things now stand, I cannot guarantee the Navy's ability to prevent a sufficiently powerful Carizian squadron from seizing such an anchorage on Trove Island or any one of the trios. It will obviously be some time before any warships as far distant as the Straits of Quiraz can pose any threat in home waters. I believe, however, that it behooves us to be as beforehand as possible in dealing with this incursion. I therefore humbly request that we immediately consult with the Harchong ambassador about the possible coordination of our efforts in this regard. In the meantime, Bishop Stiefen and I will consult on how best we may prepare our own forces. I will report to you as soon as he, Admiral Holland, and I have completed our preliminary evaluation of our capabilities and how they might best be utilized in the face of the threat I anticipate. I have the honor to be, etc., etc., etc. The Earl looked back out the windows for a moment, thinking, then shrugged. Read that back, please, Martin.
Of course, my lord. The secretary cleared his throat. My knights, I have the duty to inform you that I have received